criminal justice experts say ex-offenders often have a tough time finding a place to live because of their record. Now, in a few Pennsylvania communities, it is illegal for private landlords to rent to anyone with a felony drug conviction within the past 7 years. One of those communities is a 1,600-person borough in Cambria County. Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty reports from Glitzen, where the ordinance is being challenged in a case that's up in court this week.
An active rail line and a couple tunnels. They're the focus of Glitzen's tourism campaign, along with a one-room museum that shares a building with the library, police department, and three government offices. The streets are torn up all over town right now for a utility line project. It's not making the roads congested because there's not much traffic to begin with. There is a lot of drug activity, though. In fact, Cambria County's fatal overdose rate per capita ranked second in the most recent report on the subject from the Center for Rural Pennsylvania. The county's caseload of paroled ex-drug offenders per capita also ranked second of 67 counties. Darcy Smith is one longtime local who's under supervision as part of her sentence for a felony drug conviction. She was arrested in 2012, got out of jail in 2014, and has lived ever since with her three children in Glitzen, within a mile of her entire immediate family. She's been in her current apartment since February. It's a rent-to-own arrangement, and she seems really happy about that.
Right here. This is 15 minutes after I sign that lease, I get this. Telling me I gotta get out with my kids. Dear Darcy, this letter confirms your understanding today that you will vacate the premises at 306 Foster/Sugar Street as soon as possible, but absolutely within the next 2 weeks, and that you will relocate elsewhere beyond the jurisdiction of the Glitzen Borough Ordinance that prohibits me from knowingly renting to anyone with a past drug conviction.
In January 2016, the borough banned landlords from renting to anyone with a felony drug conviction on their record. Officials wouldn't talk about why they did this, saying they were concerned about Smith's lawsuit. If you look at the ordinance itself, the document says the point is to try to deal with the town's drug problem, but it's unclear what else they've tried. Statewide court records show that since 2010, just one arrest in Glitzen has led to a felony drug conviction. Retired corrections officer Bob Bukowski lives in Glitzen and says he doesn't agree with the law.
So if the DOC or Department of Corrections in our judicial system believes that one of the functions and most important is to rehabilitate somebody, then part of that function is them coming out to society and being amongst us and being amongst their family. And if you try to separate them, where are they going to go? You might move them into a worse environment.
Experts and advocates agree these bans probably won't hold up in court. That was even before the federal government recently issued guidance warning that discriminating against ex-offenders could be illegal. Outright bans like this by a local government are unusual. Smith's lawyer, Tim Burns, says he hasn't found precedent. There was nothing the ACLU or the National Housing Law Project knew about, and we couldn't find anything either. And there haven't been challenges in Sunbury or Mifflinburg, the other Pennsylvania municipalities with similar rules. Burns describes the communities as small, blue-collar, conservative family towns.
I mean, there is a bad, we have a serious drug problem. No one will deny that. And I think they're doing what they think's best to combat it. Unfortunately, I think they're just going about it the wrong way. They're penalizing the wrong people. My client, someone is trying to rehabilitate herself, get back into society and be productive. How is that going to stop the drug problem in Glitzen and Cambria County?
Cambria County has the highest number of supervised offenders per capita in Pennsylvania. For drug offenses, it's number two, according to a Keystone Crossroads analysis of state and census data. There aren't reliable numbers from the state on which of those drug cases are felony grade, what related recidivism rates might be, stuff like that. Glitzen Police Chief Jerry Hagan says the drug problem in the borough and surrounding area isn't unique. But what about this weird law for landlords, which Hagan is tasked with enforcing? Is it a last resort of some kind?
Can't really comment on that.
No one would. Not the solicitor, not past or current council members who voted for the ordinance, or the mayor, and it was his idea. Councilwoman Nancy Nee said a little bit more. She talked to us at her home with her St. Bernard by her side.
I can tell you one thing. There were more positive comments on it than were negative. Many people came forward and said, good job, praised our mayor for doing it, because the people in town believe there was a need for it.
Smith's landlord, Paul Antonori, is one person who doesn't agree with the law. Antonori wrote that eviction letter we heard earlier. He says he felt like he had to. He can't pay the $1,000 a day fine, but he doesn't really support the law.
I mean, that's like a double punishment. Not only do they pay their debt to society for the conviction, which obviously they did, then now they can't live in a town? That doesn't make any sense.
Antonori is semi-retired in Florida, by the way. He doesn't live in Gallitzin. Lifelong resident Sabrina Bukowski says she wouldn't either if she could choose. She says she's sick of being confronted by the remnants of drug use.
That new playground they put over on the other side of town here, over across the bridge, well, the first year they clean it up, do you know what they found? Needles. Okay, that's disgusting. What are kids wearing in the summer? Sandals, some of them no shoes.
Bukowski is a mother and pushing 40, like Darcy Smith. Smith says it's her kids keeping her in Gallitzin. She says they seem happy at school and that teachers are attentive and seem invested in their education.
I'm not going to make my kids unhappy just because these people don't want me to live here.
Smith can stay where she is for now because a Cambria County judge barred the ordinance from being enforced. The case goes to court Wednesday. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.